us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Wiser form to catch a game. Find a bar near you at bucks.com/bars.
Wrapping things up here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network of Justin Garcia as the Bucks take game one in this series behind a huge game from Damian Lillard, an iconic half from Lillard, who sets the Bucks playoff record with 35 points scored in that first half, setting the tone for his teammates, and they would take it from there in this 109-94 victory to open up this best of seven series without Giannis and now in front one game to none. Taking a look at your NBA scoreboard, this was the third of four games on your playoff Sunday. Yesterday, those four games played saw the Cleveland Cavaliers taking a 1-0 advantage over the Orlando Magic. That after a 97-83 win in Cleveland behind 30 points from Donovan Mitchell. In Minneapolis, the Timberwolves take a 1-0 advantage over the Suns, 120-95 in a game that saw Anthony Edwards score 33 points. At Madison Square Garden, the second-seeded Knicks take a 1-0 edge over the 76ers. That behind 22 points apiece from Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson. While Joel Embiid scored 29 in 36 minutes and Tyrese Maxey 33 points in 44 minutes. But the Sixers now down one game to nothing. And the Denver Nuggets opened up their title defense with a win over the Lakers, 114-103 in the 2-7 matchup in the Western Conference. Earlier today, the Boston Celtics sank 22 three-pointers, beating the Miami Heat, who are playing without Jimmy Butler, 114-94, the final score in our first game of the day. Celtics had a number of players in double figures, six to be exact, led by Jason Tatum, who finished with 23 points. In Los Angeles, the Clippers stake a 1-0 lead in their series against the Dallas Mavericks. That despite no Kawhi Leonard in this game one. James Harden picked up the slack, 28 points and 8 assists. One of four Clippers starters to score in double figures as they take game one, 109-97, despite 64 total points from the backcourt of Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic. And the final game of the night is being played in Oklahoma City. The top-seeded Thunder hosting the Pelicans. They are headed to the second quarter, and that score is tied at 17. As for your games tomorrow, there are three of them. Game two in the series between the fourth-seeded Cavaliers and fifth-seeded Magic. That tips off at 6 o'clock Central Time. 6:30 tip in Madison Square Garden for Game 2 of the Knicks and the 76ers. And your final game tips at 9. That is Game 2 between the Denver Nuggets and the Los Angeles Lakers. Our next game broadcast is going to be Tuesday night. It is a 7:30 tip here inside of Fiserv Forum for Game 2 between the Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. Our pregame coverage gets going on these stations starting at 7 p.m. Central Time. For those of you listening in Milwaukee and Madison, our extended postgame show begins as soon as we wrap things up here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. We invite you to stick around for Bucks Talk. We'll take your calls, your texts, your interaction, and thoughts on not only the half we saw from Damian Lillard, the play that we saw from a number of players in this game tonight. Chris Middleton, Pat Beverly, Bobby Portis, some big contributions for the Bucks. We'll break it all down and hear from you on Bucks Talk. You can find that on our flagship station, 620 WTMJ here in Milwaukee and in Madison as well on our ESPN affiliate, ESPN Madison. For the rest of you, though, Tuesday night is when we reconvene for Game 2 of this best-of-seven series. That is a 7:30 tip. 7 o'clock is when our pregame coverage begins. Before we do move any further, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
A 15-point win for the Bucks to open up the postseason here, taking down the Indiana Pacers tonight, 109-94. Tuesday night brings Game 2 in this best-of-seven series. 7:30 tip time, 7 o'clock is when our pregame coverage begins on these airwaves. For Dave Kane, for our statistician Tom Hecker, our engineer Ryan Elliott, and our team back at the BMO Bucks Radio Network Studios, our engineer Jason Gordon, and our producer Evan Witalison, I'm Justin Garcia signing off, reminding you we will talk once again Tuesday nights with more Bucks basketball right back here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Keeping you informed and...
Nice. Well, let's kick off live music in the lair with Butterbrick. Oh, where are you going? Come back. We're presented by the Aaron Weber Group, and the first song you have for us tonight is called The Searcher. Now, I think I saw that flick on Netflix. What's this song about?
The song is, it's literally a cry for help. You know, when people say, yeah, he was doing this, and it was a cry for help. But we are literally crying for help, saying, I need help. So that's kind of what this song is. It deals with demons, you know, overall. Yeah. So,
all right. Yes, it's Butterbrick live in the lair. They would love to entertain your comments and calls. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text right from the Civic Media app. Live in the lair. It's Butterbrick.
I need help. song is about. Something that I just can't say out loud. It's a painful thing to expound. It's gonna leave you flat on the ground. And I need help. I need help. Together we can help.
Very nice. It's Butterbrick live in the lair here on Max Inc. Civic Media, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. That's one of those songs where, with the ending, I wasn't quite sure if there was another thing coming up or not. I didn't want to jump in there. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text Butterbrick now.
Jimmy, let's get back to the lair here with Butterbrick. Matt Rooster. Bass, guitar, vocals. How did you get started playing music? I mean, what's your backstory?
Well, my dad gave me a...
Is that your parents'
acoustic role? Guitar and didn't have no bridge, but we put a couple matchbook covers in the end and I started to play and it went like...
It's like a show within a show. I like it.
So really, how did you get your start in music?
My dad, he like taught me how to play Smoke on the Water, man.
Smoke on the Water was your first tune. On bass or did you play guitar?
I noticed you play both. Guitar. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're a natural guitarist. How many instruments do you play?
I play two of them okay.
So bass and guitar.
And many of them, all right.
Oh. Okay. So, yeah. So now... You've been in a few bands. I heard you saying you were playing in a couple bands I recognized.
Yeah.
Tell us a little of your backstory and your music scene prowess over the years. You said you've been in the scene since 1987.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like back then it was like the booze peg.
I remember that band.
And I don't know, we'd like somehow managed to play like 5 days a week and like make like $40. But
it's cumulative.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's where I started. And just like live music, like liking what you do, playing your own thing, just trying to play your own music. That's what I've always liked to do. I like being creative, but I like to be true to myself. And that's what we should all do.
This is I always like asking this question for someone. Have you been in the scene since 87? Have you
a bunch of bands. Yeah.
What's your perspective on how the Madison scene has transformed over the years?
That's a hard thing.
Falcon's over there. Don't ask that question.
That's a hard thing. I mean, it's like
the dump button.
All I can say is like I feel there's been a change in like why people go out. So like when I was younger, people went out to see a band.
So you're talking about the fans getting out to shows here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what's different. It's like, I mean, like so much good music is available at your fingertips at any minute. It's like, do you really want to like take time out of your day to go see somebody play something?
Right.
But it's better. It's always better that way. But
it seems like, you know, before the internet, people were more enthusiastic to go see shows in the venue. What about the music itself? How the evolution of the Madison music scene, or even around Wisconsin or the Midwest?
That's good. Well, I will say the level of musicianship in Madison has gone like world class, really, right?
Yes.
Like everybody here is like crazy good. It's like, holy cow, how can the world not see this? It's like,
exactly.
That's the evolution of it all.
It's because we live in this bubble here in Madison, right?
Yeah.
77 square miles of bliss.
And everybody wants to support everybody here. You know, one band wants to support that band and stuff. So who are some of your personal fan or bands right now in the scene around Madison you've all played with? Like, who are some of your personal favorites?
Well, we run a thing called the Shady Grove, and way back when, this band called the Flavor That Kills used to play there, and they're one of my favorite Madison bands for sure.
I love their song America Dream.
Yeah,
they're a great band.
Now, Matt Rooster, tell us about the open jam at the Glass Nickel in Madison. It sounds like it was a springboard for musicians to meet, and you ran that for some time.
Yeah, it was a musical like oddity. There are places in time where music happens kind of quasi spontaneously. That's what it was.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Just people really coming together in that downstairs lounge, right?
They'd walk down there and they'd be like, I want to play this. And like, no matter who was playing, you had to play that song. You know, you had to dig in and like figure it out. It's cool.
Wow. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Butterbrick, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us today, it's called Unblessed Child. Tell us about this song before you play.
Well, this next song is one of the new songs on our next album.
Yay! Short and sweet. All right.
A little cheap trick impersonation there.
Right. Falcon needs more headphones or something like that.
Okay.
So it's the Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. Live, it's Butterbrick. You have to unmute that. There you go.
No amount of love can make you smile. missiles all the while. Ungrateful child.
Brick live in the lair on Civic Media, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us right from the Civic Media app. Rocker Jim from Appleton, from listening on to WISS, called in, or actually texted in here. He said, I think he's referring to the first song you all played, The Searcher. The name of the song makes my mind jump right to The Who and Seeker. Butter Brick is awesome.
Awesome.
And then he says it isn't quite The Seeker, but it's better than that.
Right, right.
And just caught the end of that.
Thanks, thanks for listening, Jim, and thanks for the text. Appreciate you.
You know, the song we just heard, it's going to be on the next Butter Brick album. Will you record it your studio or home studio? Will you record it like in a regular studio or at home?
We for Butter Brick, we'll be recording it at Studio Earth with Jim Neuhauser. I like to do all. I've been doing all the My L Donk and the Butter Brick with Jim. Jim is great. He's one of those guys that'll put 600 hours into your project just because he wants it to sound good. I mean, that's what you want. He's a perfectionist. But yeah, but that's what you want as your sound engineer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if we paid him by the hour, we couldn't afford it. Put it that way. So, because I know for a fact, he's like, well, I just took that down again, and then I did this and this and that. I'm just like, it's like the clock is like tick, 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 tick. Yeah, we contract that out, actually. So.
That's a good deal. It's good to have friends in high places.
Yeah, indeed. No, he is spectacular in the stuff he does. He's actually right currently now working on an Atmos mix. Right, so there's 5.1, right?
Right.
Now there's Atmos,
yep,
which is 12.1. And he's working on it. He's like, yeah, I got a Butter Brick mix up now in the Atmos. I'm like, yeah, no one can play that. I mean, no, who has that? Who has 12 speakers in their living room?
Right, yeah, that Atmos system is crazy.
But we love them anyway. Thanks, Jim.
So is there any, like, you know, timeline for this album? You're going to be recording in May, I heard, during the farm season.
We're going to have to dodge the farm season a little bit. But, yeah, definitely this summer we're working up the material now. We hope to get in there end of May, early June. So hopefully by the end of the year, fall-ish, something, we will have something out. So, yeah.
Do you think there might be vinyl? I know Jimmy wants to know.
Jamie has brought that up. Farmer Jamie, our drummer, has brought that up. I would have to look into it. I don't know who makes vinyl anymore.
Waxy Poodle here in Madison.
Right here in Madison. There's a print.
And I don't know, like, the amounts you'd have to, like, where's the cutoff for the
5,000 albums.
Okay.
Let's do it.
That's what he wants. I think you can do 100 or 200.
Yeah, that'd be the first day. That 5,000 the first day for
everybody
us.
Everybody cringed right at the right time here.
Like, the band was like, what? 5,000?
Jimmy's lost his mind. 5,000 albums.
Boy, that's a lot of coffee. Yeah.
Move the units. Please. Move the units.
That's a lot of stuff in your basement.
You know, what does today's holiday, 420, mean to you? You're playing here on 420.
Yeah. I mean, we love it. It's all just urban myth, but you can't deny that, like, Madison on 420, it's a party. Like, I was trying to explain to my fiance today, she's working, but I'm like, look, like, next year you're taking off on 420 because there's all this stuff. There's reggae shows. There's this show. There's a show at the Wisco. There's stuff all over the city. Like, 420 is like a holiday in Madison. We all know why, right?
Ben Mazel,
because of Ben Mazel. This is actually Ben Mazel Day as well as Record Store Day.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right. The mayor proclaimed Madison Ben Mazel Day for 420.
I love it. I totally agree. I knew him well, and yeah.
He's a good guy.
I played at his funeral.
He was a good guy, and he fought for our rights, basically.
First Amendment, Fourth Amendment.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember his Fourth Amendment shirt? They used to have the Fourth Amendment written on the shirt, so if you got pulled over, you would always know, right?
My favorite thing about Ben Mazel was when he ran for governor of Wisconsin, and his campaign slogan was "A man with nothing to hide," and the picture of him naked, side profile.
That was from the Rainbow Festival.
That was awesome.
People remember the Rainbow Festival.
Yes,
Ben was big. He used to go to the Rainbow Festival every year for sure. That was one of his favorites. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Butterbreak, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song that you have for us tonight is an instrumental piece from your debut album, Purslain, and it's called Voices. Are these the ones that are in my head?
Yeah, they're the voices that are in all of our heads, probably. This is an instrumental song, and I'd meant to write words for this song at some point, and we kept on playing it, and honestly, the guitar part's somewhat difficult. So, like, to be able to sing and play this guitar part, I don't know, you know. So at some point, we kept playing it, and I'm like, I really like the way it sounds. Yeah, it's not going to have any voices. So,
all right.
Called Voices with No Vocals. Instrumental.
Love instrumentals. Wow. Butterbrick is live in the lair. Call or text 844-967-2789. Butterbrick on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. It's Butterbrick live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Stand by. We'll be right back. More live music from Butterbrick on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Circling. Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight, live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at MoveToMadison.com. Don't forget, Rob Roberts is coming up at 10 o'clock this afternoon or this evening.
Max Inc. After Hours. Max and Inc. then Max Inc. Americana.
At 4 a.m.
4 a.m. Get up.
Nothing ever happens
with
at
the farmers.
4 a.m.
Hey, let's give the drummer some. Jamie, the Hammer Durr, drummer, farmer, alternative oil driller. First, tell us your backstory. How did you get started playing music?
So, you know, kind of a high school band, being in a band in high school. I snuck off the farm and moved out to Colorado to the mountains when I was in my 20s. And luckily was the only guy out there. There's lots of drummers, but no one with a drum set. So when I went home one time, I brought my drum set back. So I played in a couple of bands in Summit County, Colorado, and then came back here and got fortunate enough to meet these guys.
How did you get started playing drums?
Grade school band.
Yep. Well, you know, I always ask people, what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing? Whether did they get started you into the instrument or maybe even just supported the whole way? How did they affect your musical career?
They were willing to actually, you know, be begged into buying me a drum set in seventh grade. Now, I remember when I first got the kit that night, it was like a school dance, and I'm like, I don't even want to go. I want to set the drum set up.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, nothing better than the shine and sparkle of a brand new drum set.
Oh, yeah. Did you go to a local store and buy it?
The Good and Loud when it was right here.
Yeah.
On Gorham when everything was stacked to the ceiling back in the day.
Oh, wow. That's where I bought my cymbals, too. That is like the classic Good and Loud music.
Yep. For sure.
I was just wearing that shirt on John and Gordy show.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Hey, I want to know about your farming. Your farm is out in Columbus, right?
Yep. We're between Sun Prairie and Columbus. I do a lot of regenerative stuff. We're a conventional farm, but I do a local food product, Farm Fresh Canola Oil, which you can find at Willie Street and Metcalf's.
What's the name of it?
Farm Fresh Canola Oil.
Farm Fresh Canola Oil.
Cold press. So when he was saying drilling for oil, it's more like cold pressing for oil. So I squeeze the little cannolis.
Yeah, it's that's good for sauteing. You can get a good saute on that with the canola oil.
It's delicious. And now, it's full of omega-3.
You told me off air, one of the interesting facts I thought was that 1 acre of land will feed one grocery store for a year's worth of canola oil.
Oddly enough, that's about what it is. So I do about 9 stores with the Metcalfs and Willie Street and a couple others, and it's about 10 acres of canola production. And it breaks down to be about 1 acre, which is 35 bushels of canola, supplies one store for 1 year.
Amazing.
And it's not like I'm the huge seller, right? I'm a premium, so it's at that level.
Do you have livestock as well? Or
no animals on our farm. I have a dog and a cat, and that's plenty.
Dogs and cats don't count as
farm animals.
I give
up enough weekends in the summer that I don't want to give up my weekends all year.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
I've always wanted a cow, a baby cow. When they get older, you can have the cow back, but I like the baby cows.
I've got neighbors I can go look at them at.
Yes, Falcon, I like steak as well, but the baby cows are cool.
Oh, well, tell us about your alternative fuels.
So we make biodiesel on the farm from recycled cooking oil.
I knew you were an oil driller.
And have for a long, long time.
Your Volkswagen smells like French fries.
We have a group of us here in Madison that all work together. And every few weeks we meet up and make biodiesel stuff. And we joke around. We call it biodiesel practice, just like band practice. So I have the biodiesel band as well as these guys in my band. But yeah, we make it from used cooking oil. And we all run old Volkswagens and Mercedes and old diesels. We should have a band name called Leftover Diesels.
So what do? Just take the fry oil and put it through a filter and, you know, throw it in your car or what?
So some of the oldest ones we can burn straight in if you modify the motor. The other ones, there's a biodiesel processor which thins the cooking oil by a process of making biodiesel, which is a transesterification.
Wow, and then you don't even have to change over your car?
No modifications to the motor. Now, anything newer than about 08, 010, like 15 years and newer, they get so complicated and so full of electronics, they don't like biodiesel as much as we stick with older stuff that's 15, 20, 25 years old.
Imagine that.
Yes, smells like French fries and doesn't cost as much. So,
oh, boy. What is the Shady Grove 8 Music Festival? I mean, I can't find information on it.
So it's our little thing, right? So if we don't play that many gigs, we're going to make one of our own every year. And we invite some friends out, and it's at the back of the farm. And I've got an old army generator that runs biodiesel. And every year we do it, and it's kind of...
So the stage is run by biodiesel?
It is. The whole thing's run by
French
biodiesel.
French fries and egg rolls on the stage.
Master Blaster. Master Blaster runs Bartertown. So when we shut down the generator, man, it goes dark back there. But no, it's one of our fun things that we do, get together with friends. It's like a band party for the bands.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Like, if you wanted to go to this crazy unknown festival, how would you find out how to go?
You'd probably need to know one of the bands that are playing there, because it's kind of like it's bands fighting the bands.
Only, yeah.
And you know what's funny? When you put together 6, 7, 8 bands or more, just the bands and their friends, that's a whole party, right? You don't even almost need anybody else. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's if cool. You want to come to the party and you really, really want to go, get a hold of us.
How do the neighbors respond to that? Are they cool? Or
oddly enough, the way this is set back, it's back behind a hill where really we can blow off a cannon back there in the middle of the night and no one's really going to complain a whole lot. So, it's just...
No noise complaints.
Yeah, but it's a lucky little stash spot, the little Shady Grove.
It might be a little loud, but it's okay. It smells like French fries.
It does.
Well, how do we get a hold of you? Because you said we'll get a hold of you.
How do you
get a hold of Butterbrick?
How about this? Buy some canola oil, and then I'll take your call, and we'll talk about it.
Take a selfie of the canola oil.
Yep.
Post it on socials.
And because I don't do any social media except for Facebook for Farm Fresh canola oil. Contact me.
We'll ask one of the other guys in the band, and then maybe we'll divulge some information.
They might be easier avenues to get in, so you might want to talk to them.
You're a tough one. Let's get back to live music in the lair with Butterbrick, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called "Don't Mess With It." It's a funky tale of warnings from your Purslane album. Tell us about the song before you play.
So it's Matt the Rooster's song, but really the song is kind of about life throws you out a lot of tempting things that you could do that you probably shouldn't. It's about that.
We've all had that. And we've had a change of position. Falcon's on bass now, and Rooster is playing the guitar. So
yeah, that's right. They switched.
They switched on us here. You're live in the lair on Max Inc. on Civic Media with Butterbrick.
Hello, Wisconsinites and world people.
Thank you.
first degree. Now I'm feeling not the casualties. Where I'm sitting, ways route in, and I'm about to nudge them on the mother again. Might be your curse, be your chance. See that you set up your body path. Staying in traction, won't get much action. Oh, just sit, don't mess with this. Took my hand from where I stand. It's time to take control to all the land. Where's the blast master? Such a disaster. Break out the bubbly, cause I'm gonna drink faster. Look at tonight, it's a fight or flight. It's alright if you make it to the morning.
In your
head! It's just mellow, looking so mellow. Oh, just
I don't mess with this. I don't mess with it.
Came for me, nothing but this life is free. Going to castle, little tassel. Nothing don't
gotta be
such a hassle. We're never here, I'm not here. I'm
not so
I'm crazy. Mess with this.
I don't mess with this. I don't mess with this.
Get down.
I don't mess with this.
Nice. Butter Brick live in Delaware here on Max Inc. Radio, 844-967-2789. Call or text us directly from a touch of a button inside the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app on your phone yet, what are you waiting for? Go to your favorite app store or find it at civicmedia.us. Now, this next question on the thing, I'm going to take it, Rocker, because I like cooking. I very much enjoy cooking. I guess there's cooking at rehearsals. For the butter, or when Butter Brick is rehearsing, you guys are cooking. So I want to know, who's the big cook here?
Well, the problem is, there's three big guys and three big cooks.
Yeah, too many big cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
So Rooster, what's your dish of choice? What's your specialty?
My famous salad is chicken thighs.
Chicken thighs.
Butter.
Butter
slow roasted
butter, garlic,
beer.
Salt. I could go on for a while, but it's like a bunch of that, yeah. And then you're grilling.
Falcon, what about you? What are you chef of?
I'm kind of like the guy who brings, like, I'll bring a kielbasa for once in a while. Jamie grills a lot of pork. I'm like the guy that's going to bring like a lasagna. Like, I'm just going to be like, look, yo, I know it's been a while, you guys. Yeah. I haven't thrown out. I'm like, I'm making the lasagna. We put it in the oven. We go.
So, lasagna is great.
And I make a mean one. So
yeah.
I love to grill some pork chops.
Yes.
No, I use the little Weber, like the little Smoky, the small one.
Yeah, the Smoky John.
That is my tool of choice for grilling pork chops. Bam. Moist and juicy.
Yeah. You know, I recently got a griddle. Have you guys tried the griddle? You guys got to have rehearsals with the griddle.
So many pork chops, so little time to cook them all.
Well, the nice thing about pork chops, you can get a nice sear on them. Use your canola oil.
I do. I like
season them up a little salt and pepper and some love.
And some roasted veggies. I love some roasted veggies.
There you go.
Wow. And that sounds really good. You guys got leftovers, doggy bags?
Not usually, yeah.
It's all gone.
The wife or the kids get them. Yep.
Tell us about the Band on the Run project. What is the Band on the Run project? Some kind of Wings tribute band?
Oh, we're crazy innovators. All right, so here's the thing. The Band on the Run project is you get a flatbed trailer like he has, or a dumper trailer like he has, and then you set up the band in the trailer, and then you have a generator, and you just park it. And you just start playing. You just park it in a public place, and you just start playing until either the cops come or someone complains.
We hope to be a little more nimble. And we'll be out of there before the cops. Wow. We're going to be like three songs and down the road.
Like three songs and then down the road.
Can you be mobile? I mean, can you be driving down the road while playing? Oh, you need a driver,
We're looking. We're looking. We're looking for a sober driver. We're looking for someone who can drive. Right.
We were looking for big parking lots. We're like coming to a boat landing near you.
I got the perfect driver for you, Marcus. Marcus can drive.
What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
I know what could go wrong. You guys could go to Milwaukee this July when they're having a certain conservative convention there, and drive to some protests.
That would be really cool.
We'll call it our We Love America 2.
planted the seed right here on Madison Radio.
Oh, I love
that. We're plugging back into politics. Tell us about the Madison Makes Music Guerrilla Show on August 17th. I mean, I know what...
Okay, so those two things might come together. Like,
it's the same.
We're literally talking about, since Madison Makes Music is a great cover, lots of bands playing outside, no one really knows what's going on. We're thinking that's the perfect day for Band on the Run, because we can play and no one will even be the wiser. Yes.
Well, that's June 21st.
Yeah.
We just got to figure out how to actually get the drum and everything like just bolted to the floor. We got to put a plywood floor in the trailer and bolt everything down.
Right.
Wow. I can't wait to see it.
That's going
to
be awesome.
Well, these safety harnesses to keep you all in place.
What could go wrong, Jimmy?
Maybe you should talk to Mauro Magellan. You know, he was in the back of the plane in the back of that dump truck on MTV. Remember that? You know, I got a little change in my pocket, and he's back there jamming away.
Right.
How did that drum
that
set
cool.
stay in that? They were on a dirt road.
Right, yeah.
He
knows the secret.
How do they squeal tires on a dirt road, too? I've never understood that. Dukes of Hazzard.
That's a good question.
It's dirt.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Butterbrick, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it is called No Questions. Is this a reggae power ballad?
Everybody walked away from the microphone. Let's just play
the
song.
I guess this is a reggae power ballad, Jimmy.
It's a reggae
power ballad for the band.
Thank you, Rocker. Appreciate that. It's Max Inc. live in the lair. It's Butterbrick on Civic Media.
I'm
everything. When did I got to crawl? Waiting for the call. If I find you're whistling in the wind, and in time you'll do it all again. You will find it everywhere you go. No question is everywhere.
It's 420.
It's Butter Brick live in the lair here on Max Inc. on Civic Media. 844-967-2789. Gentlemen, I don't think we have time for another song. We only got a couple of minutes here. So why don't you all come up to these microphones here, and we'll just get a couple more questions from you. First of all, Falcon, where and when is the next time people can see Butter Brick?
Well, it would be Tuesday night at Jamie's house, because that's when we're going to practice next.
Tuesday night at the farm.
What's on the menu for that night?
Pork chops.
Pork chops.
Of course.
We don't have too much booked for this summer because we're going to be in the studio making an album. However, we are playing in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Ooh.
One of the stations is up there.
At the Big Dipper.
At the Big Dipper. Thor and the Big Dipper at the Buzz. That's right.
Coolest place off of Highway 70.
It's just an old little cabin. It's going to be so much fun. And and then, of course, catch us on the Band on the Run on Madison Makes Music. It's June 21.
And also,
we'll be around. Check a boat landing or a parking lot.
Streaming applications like, you know,
Spotify, Bandcamp,
all that stuff's out there.
Yep.
Well, for the new album, are you hoping to have a single out soon? Is there going to be do you have a planned release date?
Single is the Unblessed Child from this program.
Oh, okay.
No, there's not a release date. We like to have it done by the fall, but we're not quite sure.
So we can't hammer you down or anything there.
No. But as soon as we get something to play, we'll give it to you for sure.
These people practice on a farm, Jimmy. You're not going to get anything out of them.
Release is something you can't really plan.
Right. It just happens magically. It grows from the ground.
You hope so.
On the last album, we had a COVID in the middle, you know, so it was like, how do you know?
Yep. Butterbrick, you guys are awesome. Thank you for your time tonight. Thank you for the music.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing live in the lair, presented by the Aaron
Ben
Weber
Mazel.
Group. So coming up, Rob Roberts with After Hours. Looking forward to that. 10 to midnight here on Max Inc. Radio. And then don't forget Max Inc. Americana.
Yeah.
This morning at 4 o'clock, or I guess tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. It's going to be a great show, man. Tune in. And, of course, I'll be back tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock for Max Inc. Sunday night, including the Max Inc. Top 10 Rocker.
That's going to be awesome, Jimmy. And then Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m. to midnight. You know, it's still rocking and rolling. And then, of course, Max Inc. Americana again, 4 to 6 before John and Gordy, coming up Monday morning.
Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Saturday night, everybody. Rob Roberts is up next. We are local music.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda. and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week, or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.